Blog Talk Radio.
New direction.
resurrection, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Amen, amen. That is who He is. Praise God, praise God, that we know our Lord. Praise God, brothers and sisters. We come together tonight. You will be blessed tonight because you'll have a special revelation from your Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to His name as He speaks to us for such a time as we live now, and that we would want many to hear as possible, and that we would share these messages with others. that the Lord wants his church to know. He wants all his created children to know. It's very clear. You have to believe and trust him. You don't want to be the other side. You want to be one who believes, who has faith and trust. You don't want to be one who believes in himself or don't believe in him. God of mercy. Well, anyway, praise God. Welcome to the Lord's Hour tonight. Glory to God that we can come together, that I know we're all going through trials and tests and things we're facing, and it looks like it's been ramped up. I think the biggest thing is the people that's taken the viper is spreading. And this is what many people said was going to start happening. And that's all the agenda in the ways of the world and, of course, the devil. And that he would want us all out, all want us down and quiet. But God is greater. But God, as you'll see, even in the song that God put on my heart, that we'll all see our story. It might be in different ways, but the truth is, what the Lord says through his word about our story, and you'll see what I'm talking about, and understand where we come from and where we're at now. Oh, much to rejoice, much to be celebrated, much to be thankful. Even in this short time of what we're going through, won't be compared to what God has prepared for us who trust him, who love him, who serve him, who believe in him. How much the Father loves you. All that would trust and believe in his Son, and that you're considered special. All his children are special to him. But there's even more special to the ones who believe and have faith in his Son. It's very important. That's the only answer. There is no answer in this world. All others are lies. All others are deception. All other is the foolish things of men's wisdom. Only the truth of God's word, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is the truth. Glory to his name. Well, praise God. We thank God for each one of you. Shalom, Sis Jeanette. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, sis. Praise God. And all here in the chat room, Brother Andrew, Sis Connie, and Brother Russ, Joseph, and all by phone and Skype and Facebook, and whichever way God makes a way, that we can come together in the name of Jesus. Based on all that is going on, especially with the governments and the military and everything else, total complexity, total meltdown, total failure of all the different things that men have trusted in, it's not the answer. All this is temporary. Only the created children of God, and all, we're really all he's created as beings and created children, are eternal. The key question is, what kind of eternity or eternal destiny do you want? Do you want God's? Or do you want your own? Which lines up with the fallen one? You don't want to stay there. There'll be lying and deceptions about the utopias coming. With all the technology, we can make this place like Shangri-La, or we can make it eternal. It's all lies. Only God is the eternal one. The only one that can bring eternal life is the one who had the words of life, and that's Jesus. And he proved it too. And he made it possible. There was nothing else. It was the only way. And he did it, praise God, for each and every one of us. Glory to his name. Well, we thank God. There's many things, you know, going on, and many people going through things, and this word will encourage us. This word will show us who we are to trust in and who we are not to trust in, and what the Lord says to each one of us. Well, praise God. I hope each of you have had a good week. I know, like I said, you've gone through tests and trials. But praise the Lord. He is with us. And he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. That I'm here with you. My spirit lives within you. Praise his name. All right, well, praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer so we get started, because got some things to share about, for sure. Father, we thank you and praise you for this night. Lord God, we just praise and honor you. And as we start this, we pray for Sis Connie, as she has told us that she's facing this this COVID thing, and we pray in the name of Jesus you would touch her and heal her. Lord, we pray you open her lungs. Lord, dissolve any kind of congestion or inflammation. Father, we pray for healing, and we pray against this virus. And it seems like it's been man's hands been on it, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing upon her. We pray for refreshing. We pray for strength and renewing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we cry out to you as we call upon you as our healer. We know that you are a savior and deliverer. But in this instance, we pray for healing upon Sis Connie and anybody else dealing with this. Especially seem like it's risen up more. But I know, Lord, you're greater. And we thank you and honor you in the name of Jesus. We thank you by your love and mercy that you answer our prayers and by your word. Lord, we thank you tonight that we can come together and humble ourselves and know that we are just humble servants. And I pray that we are humble sons and daughters of God to serve you as you've called us in this time, led by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, that you have a word and a message from your heart to your people. Father, we honor and praise you that you do speak to us and that you're with us. And Lord, that you lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit. How important that we learn that this is the only way to be able to truly live. Definitely in this life here and the life to come is faith alone in you, Lord, and born again by your Spirit, born back to life, the life of God, the life he wants for us. We're grateful, Father. Father, we pray now that you watch over and protect us tonight. We pray against the enemy and the ways of the principalities and powers of the air and the devil himself, and against anything in the world system. We pray for each one, watch over and protect us, Father, in the name of Jesus, who has all authority and power. We thank you, Lord, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And victory in you, Lord Jesus, in your shed blood. And we know that the enemy sees it. It has to flee. Father, we just praise and honor you that you watch over the computers and phones and the technology. And, Lord, we thank you for the mighty warring angels that are in battle for us against anything that the enemy would try to throw at us. And Lord, that we have the shield of faith to extinguish the fiery dart. And we know at the name of Jesus, all the darkness trembles. At the name of Jesus, all the darkness trembles. And they cower away and run, because the mighty name of Jesus is victory over them, over their leader, and over themselves. Glory to your name, victory for us, and you, Lord Jesus. We praise and honor you. We thank you for this night. We give you all the glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, praise God. The Lord will intervene in our lives, in our hearts. Amen. So I was sitting here, and I had this one song. And the perfect scripture inspired by the Holy Spirit fits every one of us. This is our story. Every one of us, this is our story by the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 2:1-11. Thank you, Lord. made alive in Christ, because that's what's happened to us. This is part of our story. You will see in the first three verses where we were. And then you'll see in the next, after that, eight verses, where you are now. It's all because we believe, trust, and embrace our Savior and the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, verse 1 says, And you, he made alive when you were spiritually dead, separated from him because of transgressions and sins. Everybody is separated from God because of transgression and sin, in which you once walked, lifestyle. You were following the ways of the world. We should not be doing that anymore. Influenced by this present age. Present age, it goes on to say, in accordance with the prince of the power of the air, who is now working in the disobedient, the unbelieving, who fight against the purposes of God, because that's what your sinful nature will do. It rebels. It's prideful. It's hateful. It's mean. Lustful. You name it. Everything that God doesn't want us to be. Follows the way of the world's influence. Controlled even. By the prince of power of the air. What does he stand for? Everything evil. Everything wicked and terrible. God have mercy. Among these unbelievers, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh. Our behavior governed by sinful self. Indulging in desires of the human nature without the Holy Spirit. Lord have mercy. And the impulses of a sinful mind. That even can be a religious situation. We were by nature children under the sentence of God's wrath. Now you need to know why you need a Savior? Because this is where we're at in our sin. Under God, the sentence of God's wrath. Just like the rest of mankind. That's where we're at. This is part of our story. And then our story changes. He rewrites our story. Starts a new chapter in our life. Hallelujah forever. With all this in front of us, whatever that place is in the world, the ways of men, religion, whatever it is, nothing can save us but him, Jesus Christ. Verse 4 says, but God, so very rich in mercy. Why does he have this mercy? Because of his great and wonderful love, which he loved us. Even in the place we were at, he loved us. Even when we were spiritually dead, and that's where you're at without Christ, and separated from him, and that's where you would be in this life, but God of mercy forever. Because God deals in the eternal, not just temporal, because of our sins. But praise God, he made us alive, spiritually alive, together with Christ. For by his grace, his undeserved favor and mercy, you have been saved from God's judgment. Understand what you've been saved from. God's judgment in this world and in eternity. Hallelujah. He has raised us together with him when we believe and seated us with him in heavenly places. You understand how much your story has changed. Because we are in Christ Jesus. And he did this so that in the ages to come, clearly show the immeasurable and unsurpassed riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus by providing for our redemption. We had to be redeemed. When something is redeemed, a price has to be paid. For this price was not in any money. There wasn't enough. Riches, not enough. The only thing that would be accepted is the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the eternal one. Not blood of animals and not blood of regular humans, but only God and man. For it is by grace, God's remarkable compassion and favor, drawing you to Christ, that you have been saved, done, finished. Don't let anybody tell you any different. Delivered from judgment, hallelujah. Delivered from all of God's judgment and given eternal life, hallelujah. Our story has changed tremendously. Amazing grace. Through faith, that's how it happens. And this salvation is not of yourself, not through your own effort, but it is undeserved, gracious gift of God. Why, there's so many that say that you've got to do something. We've been called to believe and accept what God has done. And then you move on and grow up and mature as a believer. Not as a result of your work, nor your attempts to keep the law, because nobody can. We're all incorruptible flesh, and there's no way we can. The only one who did is our Savior. He was perfect. So that no one would be able to boast or take credit in any way for his or her salvation. Only God bring salvation, the true living God, through his Son, Jesus. The only hope, the only peace, the only way to salvation, eternal life. And people need to know it. In the days we live, and the times we live, and what's happening, there's not much time left. You want to go home with Jesus when he comes for all who believe and trust him, our blessed hope. You don't want to stay here in a place that you reject him. Because you will face the judgment of wrath of Almighty God because you didn't accept your Savior. So what's left is judgment, the Senate, found guilty of your sinful life. Because the only way you can be changed and be in the place you have to be able to come to heaven and be in the presence of the Father is faith alone in Christ and born again by his Spirit. That's the truth. Just as it says here, for we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, the work of art created in Christ Jesus. That's the only way you are. You really become what God intended, even for Adam and Eve. But he's made it even stronger, hallelujah. He's made it eternal. Reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used. For good works, not good works for salvation, but what God does and what he did, and now you're ready to be used by God as a humble servant, as a vessel, all glory to Jesus, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set, what God's doing, so that we would walk in them, living the good life, which he prearranged and made ready for us. Hallelujah. Our story has changed. I pray, I know you are very thankful as you see the story of where we were and where we are now. Oh, yeah, your story never ends for ones that are born again in faith alone in Jesus. Hallelujah. Really, our story is this beginning. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord, my story. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Told you my story. You would hear hope. And wouldn't let go. If I told you my story, you would hear love that never gave up. Amen. If I told you my story, you would hear lies, but it wasn't mine. And I should speak in plenty of grace, and the grace is greater than all my sins. And justice was served when mercy wins. All the kindness of Jesus draws me in. Oh, to tell you my story is a tale of him. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you my story, you would hear victory over the enemy. Amen. If I tell you my story, you would hear freedom that was won for me. Amen. And if I tell you my story, you would hear life overcome the grave. If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all my sin. Oh, the justice was served where mercy wins. All the kindness of Jesus that draws me in. For to tell you my story is the tale of him. Hallelujah. My story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Grace that is greater in all my sins, when the justice was served, when mercy wins, of the kindness of Jesus that draws me in. Oh, to tell my story, it's a tale of the grace that is greater than all my sins, when justice is what serves, when mercy wins, of the kindness Jesus that draws me in. Oh, the tale of my story is the tale of him. Oh, the tale of my story is the tale of him. Hallelujah. Glory, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Amen. Glory. Praise him, brother, sister. Praise the Lord. Glorify and worship him. Lift up the name of Jesus, our great and mighty Savior. Our victorious Savior, the one who set us free, who are we free indeed because of Jesus, that he changed our story. Our story was on a road to death and hell forever. Now our story is about him saving us, giving us his life, eternal life, and he gave his own life at the cross, pouring out his life and blood to wash away all our sins, to pay the ransom with his blood for our sins. Glory to his name, that he took all the guilt and shame, that he took the Senate and the punishment for our sin at the cross so we would be saved from it. Hallelujah. And then, praise God, 3 days later, he took care of all the consequences of our sin. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful, loving, merciful, graceful God we have. And he would do all this for us. 3 days later, rose again, victorious over sin and death and hell forever. Oh, praise God. When you understand what has happened in our life, we should get excited. We should praise him and worship him and honor him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We praise you and honor you tonight, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise your name forever, glorious and mighty one, and we will praise and honor you for all eternity, because where you brought us from and where we're at now is absolutely amazing. Understand the place we were, so far from you, especially us who are Gentiles, but you have drawn us way close, and that you decided to live in us. Oh, praise your name, Lord. We're grateful in the times we live and all that we see going on, that we need to draw closer to you and worship you more and praise you more and stand for you more, Lord. Hallelujah. As it gets more wicked and darker, that our light would shine more. As the presence of the Holy Spirit rise up in us into the place where we'll just rise up into you, into your place, before you, Lord, into heaven. We thank you and honor you. We grow, we just glorify and worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just hearing that, understand where we're at and where we are now. Our story, each and every one of us, and what you've made it now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, hallelujah. All right, sis. We want to continue this worship and praise as God leads you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Sis Jeanette. Oh, shalom. Welcome, Sis Erica. Good to see you, sis. Bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. We didn't know, sis, that we've been praying for you for sure, but we thank God that you're getting over that stuff. I tell you, I think it's spread more because of the viper. I really am, because it just opened the doorway for more. But we just got to pray and have faith that the Lord will watch over us, protect us for sure. Because we, the light so shines. And, many believers seem like our faith, especially watch men and women and the ones that are standing up. But the Lord has touched many of them, healed many of them. Hallelujah. Shalom, sis.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
Hi. Shalom.
You was ready to roll,
my
huh?
Computer. My computer is very sensitive. I just touch something and it just starts. Yeah.
Amen, sis. Well, praise God. We definitely need to be praying for the brother. And I think this, this thing with the people that's taking the viper now, the spike protein is making it stronger, more dangerous. But God, right? God's greater.
But greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world.
Amen.
I always say that.
Amen, sis. That's what we need to do is stand up. And now for sure, when the enemy comes in, here's my story, devil.
Yeah.
It's all about
declare the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Powerful,
word.
Alive.
I mean, you know as well as I do, this is a weapon. So Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us will prosper.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, sis, you want to continue to worship and pray. Praise God.
Okay.
And we celebrate.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up
It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. A thousand reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Bless You, Lord. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time must come, still my soul will sing Your praise unending. A thousand years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. I'll worship Your holy name. Lord, I worship Your holy name. To breathe the air of heaven, the pain is gone, the mercy fills the street. To look upon the One who bled to save me and walk with Him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before Him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with He who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. Every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear. In the end, we'll see that it was worth it when He returns and why. wipe away our tears. Oh, there will be a day when all is well. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with He who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. On that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. On that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Forever is your reign. So let it be today, we shall dance in heaven with angels and the saints. We raise a mighty roar, glory to our God, who gave life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. So let it be today, we shout the hymn of heaven with angels and the saints. We raise a mighty roar, glory to our God, who gave life beyond the grave. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. All of the earth, make straight a highway, a path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, He was so come. Lord Jesus, come, even so come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be near, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon, oh, like a bride waiting for a
that church. Ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, he would so come, Lord Jesus, come. He would so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. Lord, we wait your coming soon. Yes, we wait for you. God, we wait your coming soon, like a bride waiting for a girl. We'll be a church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing like a bride waiting for a girl. We'll be a church, we'll be ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, he would so come, Lord Jesus, come. He would so come, Lord Jesus, come. Yes, Lord, he would so come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise amen, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, sis. Hallelujah. As you were singing the song, the Lord gave me a word for Sis Connie. Praise God that the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, will energize and refresh your immune system. And not just you, Sis Connie, but all. That he will refresh us like God intended. That God is the one who can protect us. He made it this way, to stand up to all the things from the fallen world. And that he's going to refresh us and strengthen us by his Spirit. And our immune system be strong and seek out with wisdom about the things that God made natural.
Thank you, Lord.
And the things that the Lord has made away. And be wise against anything from man or anything that is tainted from the enemy. In the name
Lord,
of Jesus,
greater
I pray
are you that is in us than he,
Steve,
than the enemy
Jesus,
that is in the world.
The word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That's
Thank
just
you,
the
Lord.
Start. There's more word coming. There's more
Woo-hoo!
Of a revelation
Hallelujah.
From our Lord.
Great
Thank
is the Jesus. Lord. Word
Amen.
Is the Lord.
Yes, he is.
Oh, Lord, we sing your name, the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, sis. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, sis. Praise God. And we'll get back with you and leave you, you know, like 5 minutes to finish up what you have to sing at the end of the service. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, brother.
This is going to be a powerful word for such a time as this. Powerful word for
Amen.
Such a time as we're living right now. Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Bye-bye.
God. Bye-bye. Well, praise God. Yes, brothers, sisters, the Lord wasn't messing around with this one. This one started out right when I was doing my message. Right when I was doing my message, the Lord showed up. Oh, he has a wonderful message for all who trust him. And definitely words of eternal wisdom about ones who don't, okay? So the name of the message is Trust in Jesus Over Doubt. Trust in Jesus Over Doubt. And you can put doubt and you can add unbelief in there and anything else. Shalom, brothers and sisters. In the faith of Jesus Christ, love, mercy, and grace from God the Father, and that we are filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. This last Sunday, when I was seeking the Lord and asking him, what do you want me to tell your church, to tell your children? Brothers and sisters, this is another revelation from our Lord Jesus. All who are listening, please take very serious what he is saying in this word. Like I always say, I am just a servant and a vessel of the Lord. And he speaks revelation through his Holy Spirit, which lives in us. Amen. Please pray and confirm this word is from the Lord. Colossians 1, verse 13 and 14. For he has rescued us, thank you, Jesus, and has drawn us to himself from the dominion of darkness, hallelujah, and has transformed us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption because of his sacrifice, resulting in his forgiveness of our sins and cancellation of sin's penalty. Hallelujah, he took care of it all. And understand, this world, this dark dominion of this world is not our home. Our home is in heaven and seated with Christ in heavenly places, as I read earlier. That we have been taken out of the dominion of darkness and we've come into his kingdom of marvelous light. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word, sis. That gets me excited. Well, this will too. Hallelujah. Because of his blood. Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me whiter than snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, tell them they have to trust me and me alone to be able to stand, and I will make it to the finish line of this race of endurance I have given you. My children, with my life, I gave you example to follow. I gave you a straight, narrow path to follow. I told you to take up your cross daily. I told you to love me more than your own life. You have to trust in me now. Those who love me and my Father, those who take heed to my Spirit as I speak to each of you, each day through him, these are the ones who trust me. They are the ones who serve me and obey my commands. Yes, I know you are weary and tired. I know you have little strength. Be of good cheer, my children. You're not alone. I am always with you and love you very much. I told you I would never leave you or forsake you. Why do any of you doubt? Remember my disciple, Peter, when he asked me, is it you who is walking on the water? Then bid me too, Master. I told him, step out of the boat. And he did by faith. He was trusting me. He was going to learn a great lesson. Hear me, my sons and daughters. You have to have faith to trust me. You have to be born again to trust me. And in this time of the church age and the time of grace, you have to be filled with my Holy Spirit to trust me. You have to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit by faith. You have to empty yourself and be broken like all men and women of their self-righteous pride to receive my Holy Spirit. You have to be humble and be willing servant and vessel to be used to share my message of salvation, of hope, and peace and most of my unfailing love. Peter was learning this. So when he came on the roaring sea, he was looking at me. He was trusting me. And he was not focused on all that was going on around him, but looking intently on me and not being distracted, not being in fear, but trusting me. Then he took his eyes off me, and fear came on him, and doubt came on him, and he started to sink. And he started to panic. My beloved, who was there with his arm and hand reaching for Peter when he cried out to me, "Save me, Master"? It was his Savior and yours. It was me, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. You who are lost and dying in your sin, because the end result of a sinful life is death. You who are in fear and doubt, who feel hopeless and feel and know you're in bondage and captivity, do you not see my hand and arm reaching out to you? To see my scars of the nails that I took for you? To know that my blood poured out through those holes in my wrist to wash away all your sin, just like Peter, who needed a Savior at the point in his life, and that you do too. But with these hands and arms, now there is for eternal salvation. All my created children, all who are listening, and as you are my children, I created you and gave you breath. Listen closely. You were born into sin, and you are a slave to your flesh and the fallen one, Satan. I came to this world from my Father, who sent me and told me, "Son, my children are lost and dying. This is not the destiny I have chosen for them. Go and tell them and show them that their God and Creator, loving Father, loves them, and he's willing to do what it takes to redeem them." I told my Father, "Yes, Father, I will go and do your will and bring back your children to you." He told me what the cost would be, that you will have to become a man and be my witness. You have to show my children that I come down to their level to identify with them and show them the way of truth, to show them there is power in love. There is power to set them free from the bondage of the evil one. There is power of love will change and heal hearts. There is power will raise them from the dead. This is what I did for each of you who are lost and dying in your sin. I have overcome sin. I have overcome death. I have overcome and defeated Satan and all of hell. It is finished. My children, trust me. The victory is yours through me and my name and by the power of my blood. So now anyone out there who does not know me as your Savior, look up now in faith and believe and grab hold of my hand. Repent and ask forgiveness from your heart of your sin, and I will wash away all your sin and give you my salvation, my grace, and my Holy Spirit. The time is very short. Today is a day of salvation. Make your choice now before it is too late for you. As I have told my son, Buddy, and as he has told you who listen, you are only one breath away from eternity. And when you go there from this life, it is truly too late. Too late. Too late. My children, I am long-suffering. I would have none perish. But I gave you free will.
You still have to make this eternal decision for yourself. So choose very wisely. With me, there is eternal life. There is eternal life. And without me, there is eternal death. Truthfully, the second death, much greater than physical death. So the lesson Peter would learn, and all my disciples, you have to trust me in your life daily. Whatever you face, I am there with you. Now, as the time approaches of my coming for all who believe and trust me, all who love me and my Father, more than this world or your own life, hear me. You have to trust me now, like never before, because perilous times are here. It is getting darker on this Christ-rejecting world, and it is time to judge the world and all who reject me and their loving Father. My heart breaks for all who would reject who I am and what I have done for them. You only have to believe and trust me. It has been made and done the simple way for each of you, because you are very simple and foolish people without me changing your life forever. The other choice is what the devil and all the fallen angels have chosen in their arrogant pride: eternal damnation in the lake of fire. When you choose this, then without my redeeming blood, without my Holy Spirit, you will become what your sin is, an ugly beast. I've shown a glimpse of this for the king who thought he was king over the world, that he was swelled up in his arrogant pride. He was brought down from his loftiness and turned into a beast. Oh, yes, he repented and truly knew who was the true God and ruler of the world and universe. He still had breath in his lungs to be able to do this. But you who wait too long and die or accept the mark of the beast, that will seal your fate. Then you will become an ugly beast. What of your sin makes you? So there is the truth of the choices for each of you. Like Joshua, who will you trust and serve today? This is the eternal question that faces you now. For you have heard it from me, the Savior of the world, and Lord and King and Judge. No excuses now. This is the time of decision. Judgment approaches. The appointed time of my coming for my church, my bride, my beloved. Look up, my children. Rejoice, for the redemption draws so close. Yeshua, Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. Glory to God, as our Lord and King shares great revelation and truth, that we praise you and thank you for sharing the truth with us in such a time as this. Amen. Four references for this word. Hallelujah. Daniel 4. And when you read this, all these arrogant, foolish, prideful leaders in themselves and all their foolish temporary power and things, they better be very grateful for the time of grace. Daniel 4, 24 through 34. This is the interpretation, O king. It is the decree of the Most High God, which has come upon my Lord, the king, that you shall be driven from mankind, and your dwelling place shall be with the beasts of the field, and that you will be given grass to eat like the cattle, and be wet with dew of heaven, and 7 periods of time shall pass over you until you know without any doubt, that the Most High God rules over the kingdom of mankind, and he bestows it whomever he desires. Well, you pretty well know who raises and lower leaders now. And in that, And in that, it was commanded to leave the stump with the roots of the tree in the earth. Your kingdom shall be restored to you after you recognize, understand fully that heaven rules. Therefore, O king, let me advise you to be considered and found acceptable. Listen to what God does. He always gives everybody this way. He tells you what's coming, especially told in Old Testament, and they say now in the times, we're getting ready to go back into that kind of time in the tribulation and everybody in their lives, that God gives a way to be forgiven and the kind of things won't come upon you, but they will if you do not. And this is what Daniel told him in 27. O king, let me advise you, consider and found acceptable, break away now from your sin and exhibit your repentance, that you turn away from what you think of yourself and your self-righteous pride and understand who you are before the living God and ask him to forgive you for your sins, mainly of pride. By doing this, what is right, and from your wickedness, by showing mercy to the poor, showing your change, so that if you repent, there may be possibility, be a continuance of your prosperity and tranquility, and the healing of your era. But look what happened. And what happens to many other people. Verse 28. All this happened to Nebuchadnezzar, the king. 12 months later, he was walking on the upper level of the royal palace of Babylon. The king said thoughtfully, is not this the great Babylon which myself have built as a royal residence and seat of government by the might of my power, for the honor and glory of my majesty? Uh-oh. He didn't do what God said. So look what happens. Think you're so high and mighty in yourself? People need to learn their place and understand who God is. While the words were still in the king's mouth, Let's see, I think there was another one in the New Testament even, and got to the place to think he was God, and he was standing there talking about the people worshiping him, and then he was eaten up by worms and died. It's a dangerous thing to put yourself above Almighty God and don't know your place. While the words were still in the king's mouth, it was King Herod in the New Testament. Still in the king's mouth, a voice came as fallen from heaven. A voice came as fallen from heaven, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is declared, the kingdom has been removed from you, and you will be driven away from mankind, and your dwelling place will be like that of animals of the field. You will be given grass to eat like the cattle. And 7 periods of time will pass over until you know without any doubt the Most High God rules over the kingdom of mankind and bestows it upon whoever he desires. God is the one, the true king, the king of all. He's the one who raises leaders and the one who brings them down. Interesting. 7. I know Brother Elby shared this over like, it's almost showing like the 7 years of tribulation, the people will learn who truly is God, the Most High. Immediately, the word concerning Nebuchadnezzar fulfilled. Boom. He was driven away from mankind and began eating grass like cattle, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers. Man, that's a lot of hair. And his nails like bird claws. Ugly beast. Remember what the Lord said?
You become what your sin is, like an ugly beast. And truthfully, if people turn to Satan, that's what you're going to become. You're going to become like him, God of mercy. But at the end of the day, that is, at the seven periods of time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven. Boy, he got smart, didn't he? And my understanding and reason returned to me. That's what he told him, to look up, didn't he? He told him to look up. And when he did this, reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High God. And I praise and honor and glorify to him who lives forever. Oh, he got godly sense in a hurry, didn't he? For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom endures from generation to generation. As you see this account, one of the greatest kings on the earth had to repent and recognize the true God for who he truly is to him, and that you too have to know this too. It's very interesting. Was his son born then, Belshazzar? Didn't he learn from his father, or did he get so prideful? We know what happened to him. The kingdom of Babylon was taken away, as the writing on the wall of God says, all right, I guess you didn't learn from your father. Now you're going to learn yourself. Colossians 1, verse 20 through 24 says, and through the intervention of the Son to reconcile all things to himself, making peace with believers, through the blood of his cross, through him, I saw whether things on earth or things in heaven. And although you were at one time estranged, alienated, hostile-minded toward him, participating in evil things, yet Christ has now reconciled you to God in his physical body through death, in order to present you before the Father, holy and blameless and beyond reproach. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he will do this. If you continue in the faith, well-grounded and steadfast, not shifting away from confident hope that is the result of the gospel that you have heard, which you was promised in all creation under heaven, in which the gospel, I, Paul, was a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings on your behalf and with my own body, supplement whatever is lacking on our part of Christ's affliction on behalf of his body, which is the church. Thank you for that word, sis. And then we move to Matthew 14, 22 through 33. Jesus walks on the water. Oh, hallelujah. Immediately he directed the disciples to get into the boat and go ahead of him, the other side of the sea. While he sent the crowds away, after he dismissed the crowd, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was already long distance from land, tossed and battered by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night from 3 to 6 a.m., usually almost toward the morning, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw he was walking on the sea, they were terrified. You don't see that every day. And he said, it is a ghost. They said, it is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. And what does Jesus do? And what does he do in our life? What does he do? God's not giving us a spirit of fear, and he don't want fear in your life. Fear is a liar. But immediately he spoke to them saying, take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid, because he's greater than anything from the waves and in the sea, to anything the enemy throws at you, to anything. He's greater. And he wants peace, and he wants hope in your life. He wants faith and trust, fear and doubt. Peter replied to him, Lord, if it's really you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, come. So Peter got out of the boat, and he walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the effects of the wind, he was frightened. and he began to sink, and he cried out, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. I've got the picture on the wall of Jesus and reaching out his hand and his arm. And just like he said tonight, if people look up, oh, hallelujah, that's powerful, Lord. Just like he just told Nebuchadnezzar in the word of God, look up. And his hand was the scars from what he did to bring salvation and life is there for you. Look up to Jesus if you don't know Jesus right now. If you're frightened, if you have depression or you don't know what's going on in your life personally or what's going on in the world, and the answer is the Savior, Jesus. His hand, his arm is reaching out by faith in the Spirit. The Lord will reveal himself. He cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately, Jesus extended his hand and caught him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith. He saved him, but he gave him a blessing too, didn't he? Said, oh, you of little faith. Why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Oh, hallelujah. Then those in the boat worshiped him with awe-inspired reverence and say, truly, you are the Son of God. That he's authority over all this creation, over the whole universe. He's the one who puts it together and keeps it together by the word of God that we're told. And he's the one who personally saved you and me by what he did at the cross. Hallelujah. And at the grave, victorious over it. This word, this way of thinking and living, doubt. Listen to the powerful point. Doubt. Allow yourself to be drawn in two directions. We are to go one way, brothers and sisters, not double-minded, not being tossed like a wave back and forth, not focused, not keeping our focus intently on Jesus. Like he said, Peter, intently on Jesus. Hallelujah. Doubt is all, allow yourself to be drawn in two directions. We don't want that. We want to go the direction of the Lord and what he told us, straight and narrow path, and be led by his Holy Spirit, not the world and Jesus. No. No, this is coming to a place of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when they got in the boat, oh, that's what, okay. We are to go one way, brothers and sisters. We are not to look to the left or right. We are to go the only way, the only path, the only life, and that Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for the truth, Lord. This reminds me of the words of James. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I mean, he confirms. Whoo, hallelujah. James 6-8. James 1:6-8. But he must ask for wisdom in faith without doubting God's willingness to help. You got to believe in him. You got to believe he's able to do it. For the one who doubts is like a billowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. For such a person ought not to think or expect that he will receive anything at all from the Lord. Being double-minded man, unstable and restless in all your ways, in everything he thinks, feels, or decides. That's what it talks about, that point, being pulled in two different directions. Sort of interesting that Jane uses this picture of a raging sea and tossed by the wind. Looks like a reference to what Peter faced, and reminds all of us of this lesson of trust. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. The next reference is a great promise of love and concern for each of us, because you know what? You truly matter. You truly matter to God. Let your character, your moral essence, your inner nature be free from the love of money. Shun greed and be financial ethical, being content with what you have. For he has said, I'll never, under any circumstances, desert you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor will I in any degree leave you helpless, nor will I forsake or let you down or relax my hold, assuredly not. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently say, oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord is my helper. In time of need, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Amen. Hallelujah. A great comfort and promise from our loving Lord and Savior. Amen. The next reference is a warning for all who reject Christ, who says the church is staying in the tribulation, but the true, living, born-again, spirit-filled church who are looking for his coming, believe in him, our blessed hope, for our God and Savior has not appointed us into any of the wrath to come, but to be caught up, raptured, taken to heaven by his glorious power and way. Amen? Revelation 13, 1 through 6, the beast from the sea and the dragon, Satan, stood on the sandy shore. Well, there's one beast, there's the dragon. And then I saw a vicious beast coming out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads. And on his horns were 10 royal crown diadems, or a picture of authority. And on his heads were blasphemous names, God have mercy. And the beast that I saw resembled a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth was that of a lion. And in the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. I saw one of his heads, which seemed to have been fatal wound. One of his heads of the vicious beast, but his fatal wound was healed. And an entire earth follows after the beast in amazement. The entire earth, God have mercy. And what did they do? Understand this. They fell down and worshiped who? The dragon. They know what they're doing. This is their choice, their decision. Because he gave his authority to the beast. And they also worshiped the beast, saying, who is like as great as the beast? And who is able to wage war against him? And the beast was given the mouth, the power of speech, uttering great things and arrogant and blasphemous words. And he was given freedom and authority to act and do as he pleased for 42 months. 3.5 years. Understand, when these people are not saved and unrepented, the words he says, they're going to eat up. They're going to like. It fits their lifestyle. Folks, it's okay to live any way you want to. You're your own God. God of mercy. And he opened his mouth to speak blasphemy, abuse of speech and slander against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who live in heaven. And again, as you see the reference, this was mainly for the Jews. Talking about his tabernacle? That's talking about from the Old Testament time. Yes, you see God calls the Antichrist a beast, an ugly, mean, wicked beast. Now, to all who reject Christ and receive this beast, look what happens to you. And listen to this word. I was showing this to Sis Brenda, and it sort of sounds familiar. Also, Revelation 13, 16 through 18. Like I told you, it is going to be a choice, a decision for each person. He also compels all the small, great, and the rich and poor, free men and slaves to be given the mark on their right hand or their forehead, signifying their allegiance to the beast. It's sort of like being mandated, compelled, not forced. But there will be a high price. The high price will be your life, that you will actually have to die for Christ. But you see, compelled. They're going to tell you, this is what happens if you take this. Everything's going to be great. It's going to be utopia. You'll have everything you need. We're going to take care of you. But if you don't, then this is what you'll face. And that no one will be able to buy, sell, except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let the person who has enough insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is imperfect number of man. God's number, and the number is 666. The number of God is 777. Let me tell you something, brother, sister, you born-again believers in Jesus, your number now is 777, hallelujah. It ain't 666 no more. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God have mercy. If you do this, then your fate is sealed. You're putting your life and your faith in the beast and Satan, God have mercy. Like the old saying, selling your soul to the devil, but here you give him your soul for all eternity of hell and damnation. I urge you, anyone listen to this tonight or in the archives, do not in any way take any kind of mark or microchip or your right hand or forehead. I would say even a quantum tattoo, I think that's where it really is, because I believe the devil wants it seen. Everybody knows that you're branded by him and you're owned by him. Forehead, it will seal your eternal life to hell and in torment and punishment. It ain't going to be life if this is existence. For the rejecting Christ and receiving Satan, God have mercy, take heed. The Lord God is saying, well, praise the Lord, so powerful, already what the Lord has revealed to us already. Amen. The last reference to this word of revelation from the Lord Jesus for such a time as this is our victory in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 54-57. And when this perishable puts on imperishable, and in this mortal puts on immortality, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up in victory, vanquished forever. Oh, death, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin by which it death brings death is the law, because nobody can keep the law that God gave. Only in Christ. That's it. He's the one who fulfilled it. But thanks be to God. But thanks be to God. Another time to get to celebrate and thank God. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Not of ourselves lives anybody boast in what? Only in Jesus. God, I pray people get a hold of that. Then the scripture will be fulfilled. The total fulfillment of our redemption will be complete. Amen. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus forever. Praise God. Now, let's explore more. To help us be ready for his coming, for his church and bride. Amen. What is the meaning of doubt? To lack confidence in someone. To consider unlikely, to be uncertain. That's where the devil wants you. Look what else is associated with doubt. Fear. Now we know the definition of doubt. Let's see what God's word says about it. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Let me get a drink. Isn't it just getting more and more exciting? What God's revealing, how much he's showing us, how simple he's making it, oh, that others would know. Jeremiah 15:19 says, therefore, thus says the Lord, if you repent and give up this mistaken attitude of despair, he's talking to Jeremiah here, if you repent and give up this mistaken attitude of despair and self-pity, then I will restore you to the state of inner peace. Even back here in the Old Testament, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that you may stand before me as my obedient representative. And if you separate the precious from the worthless, examine yourself and cleansing your heart from unwanted. Yeah, right there. Just put that one there. Unwanted doubt concerning my faithfulness. You will become my spokesman. Let the people turn to you and learn the value, my value. But you, you must turn to them with regard for their idolatry and wickedness. Look what the Lord God tells Jeremiah. If you repent and cleanse your heart from unwanted doubt concerning my faithfulness, brothers, sisters, if the prophet Jeremiah has to repent and have no doubt in his life to serve and grow and mature in the Lord, we have to too. Amen? Matthew 14, verse 31. Immediately Jesus extended his hand and caught him and saying to him, oh, you a little faith, why did you doubt? And again, what the Lord told us tonight, learn from it. Amen? Matthew 28:16-20, the Great Commission. Remember, this is the risen Lord. And look what some of the people do, or whoever they are. Now the 11, I guess it's 11 disciples only, so somebody here, they sit still. Listen to what it says. 16-20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Lord have mercy. Can you believe that? The risen Lord right in front of them. Now you have to remember, the Holy Spirit hadn't come yet. Okay? They've been anointed. They've been breathed on. But they're still dealing with his old flesh. Some doubted that it was really he. Jesus came back and said to them, he made it clear. He told them who he was. All authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Oh, hallelujah. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Help the people to learn of me. Believe in me. Obey my words. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually regardless of circumstance and on every occasion, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Praise God. Draw your attention to verse 17. But some doubted that it was really he. You see how important it is, how important the gift of the Holy Spirit is? This is the account of Christ giving the Great Commission before he ascends to heaven. The promise had not yet come yet. So even when they saw the risen Lord, some doubted. After the promise came, the gift of the Holy Spirit, you don't see any doubt then. Amen? 11, verse 23. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart in God's unlimited power, but believes that what he sees is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will. God's unlimited power and God's will is the very key. If you doubt in your heart, don't expect God to move in your life. This is what he requires. Faith, trust, believe, embrace him. He would say it to all the people. He'd heal. Do you believe? Do you believe I'm able to do this? Do you believe who I am? Luke 24, 36 through 46. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself suddenly stood among them and said to them, peace to you. But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a spirit. And he said, I mean, the Lord gets right to the heart of it, you know, right to the matter. Why are you troubled? And why are doubts rising in your heart? He knows our hearts. Look at that. Look at the marks in my hands and feet and see that it is myself. Touch me and see. A spirit does not have flesh and bone, as you see that I have. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they still did not believe. It because of their joy and amazement, he asked them, do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in front of them. You've got to understand, this is the first time of a glorified man, Christ. He made a way that we all will be like this. It's never been this, like this. Then he said to them, this is what I told you while I still was with you. Everything which has been written about me in the law of Moses, in the writings of the prophets, and Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to help them understand the scripture. Jesus did, right there. And then the Holy Spirit came, and he's doing that for us now, just like he said he would. And he said, so it is written that the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed, would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Hallelujah. Again, the Lord is saying to us, why are doubts rising in your heart? Trust him, even for such a time as this. Amen. John 15, verse 9. Praise the Lord. The Lord speaking. Oh, he's speaking, isn't he? Let me get a drink. Excuse me. Besides, I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love and do not doubt my love for you. His love for you. He has in many ways proven his love for us. His words of truth and promises he has kept in our lives. His actions to prove his love for each of us at the cross and grave. Amen. The next scripture, let's learn another lesson from a disciple, this time Thomas. This is one of my favorite sections of scripture because it's talking about us. Part of it. Amen, sis, he really does. He truly does. But Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, who was Didymus, one of the twins, so he had a twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples kept telling him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see his hands, the marks of the nails, and put my finger into the nail print, and put my hand into his side, I will never believe. What a statement. What a statement. And the Lord knows his heart and heard him. Verse 26. 8 days later. Number eight, lines up with Christ, 888. And I think it's in the Greek that does that. Eight days later, his disciples again inside the house, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came. Though the doors had been barred
and stood among them and said, peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach here with your finger and see my hands and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be unbelieving, but stop doubting. Believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Now, he's going to be talking about us. Jesus said to him, because you have seen, do you now believe? Blessed, happy, spiritually secured and favored by God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Are they who did not see me and yet believed in me? Hallelujah. That's you and me, brothers and sisters. That's you and me. Blessed are we who believe and trust in him who didn't see like Thomas did and still don't doubt him. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Romans 14, verse 23. But he who is uncertain about eating a particular thing is condemned if he eats, because he is not acting from faith. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Whatever is done with doubt is sinful. Two great lessons here. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Amen? And number two, whatever done with doubt is sinful. Amen? Now you see why we need a Savior. Amen? 1 Timothy 2, verse 8. Therefore, I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger and disputing and quarreling or doubt. Paul telling Timothy and us how we are to be praying without doubt, but faith. Amen? James 1, verse 6. But he must ask with wisdom in faith, without doubting, God's willingness to help. Oh, he's going to help. He loves us. For the one who doubts is like a billow surge of sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. Amen. Great wisdom from the Lord. Jude 1, verse 22. We have mercy. We have mercy on some who are doubting. Oh, excuse me. And have mercy on some who are doubting. We're not their judges. Brothers and sisters, we are here to have mercy on those who are doubting. We are not to judge them or throw stones, but pray for them. Tell them to trust Jesus and don't doubt, for he is faithful. Amen. So now, we see from God's word, from the word of God, that we are not to doubt him, for this is sin. Amen. Now let's look at what we are supposed to do. Trust him. Amen. What is the meaning of trust? Oh, hallelujah. Assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, and truth of someone. Amen. This is our God and our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let's go to God, go to the Word of God about trust. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace and with tranquil heart, I will both lay down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety and confident trust. There you go. You should have no problem sleeping. And this announces word over you as you sleep. Because we can lay down because the Lord will make me dwell in safety and confidently trust. You want peaceful sleep? Then have confident trust in the Lord. Amen? Psalm 5, verse 11.
But let all who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. Because you cover and shelter them, let those who love your name be joyful and exult in you. We are to rejoice and be joyful when we put our trust in him. Amen? Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. Whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists, that he rewards those who earnestly, diligently seek him. Amen. Thank you for that word, sis. Psalm 13, verse 5. But I have trusted and relied on and been confident in your loving kindness and faithfulness. My heart shall rejoice and delight in your salvation. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, the one who rescues me, my God, my rock and strength, in whom I trust and take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my stronghold. Father, we pray that you would help this Erica to be able to stay in the chat room. Lord, that you make a way that we trust you and put it in your hands in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Look who he is to us. Who trusts in him? Amen. Who trusts in him? Amen. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember and trust in the Lord our God. Amen. Don't trust in men or this world, but the Lord God. Amen. Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength, my impenetrable shield. My heart trusts with unwavering confidence in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I shall thank him and praise him. Why do you trust, who do you trust in your heart? And in my heart, trust in him, Jesus Christ. Amen. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him also, and he will do it. Commit your life, your heart, and mind to him. And trust in him. Amen. Psalm 73, verse 28. But as for me, it is good for me to draw near to God. I have made the Lord God my refuge and placed my trust in him, that I may tell of all your work. We can share with others what the Lord has done for us because we put our trust in him. Amen? Proverbs 1, verse 33. But whoever listens to me, wisdom, will live securely and in confident trust, and will be at ease without fear or dread of evil. God's wisdom, not man. Amen? Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. And he will make your paths
straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord Jesus, and number one, and do not rely on your own fleshly insight or understanding, amen? Number two, in all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, amen? Number three, he will make your path straight and very narrow these days, amen? Do not be wise in your own eyes, what you see with your eyes or even what you feel. But we are to walk like Christ by faith, trust, and believe in him. Amen? And number five, fear the Lord. Be humble before him with reverence and awe and obedience. Amen? Oh, yes. And when you do this, then you also do this. Turn entirely away from evil and turn to what is good and true. Amen. This is what we've been called to do. This is one of my first portions of scripture I put in my heart, knowing it and memorizing it. It is so important for our lives now, amen? Oh, yes. Interesting why this truth about doubt and trust toward the Lord Jesus. The day I'm typing this message to share with you is the birthday of me being born again. Truthfully, as the Lord Jesus has shown me and taught all these years, which is 42, since I came to know and love him as my God and Savior and friend, that being born into the life God has always wanted for us to be like him, which is the real true life, eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. How can we ever not thank him and praise him for this, of his great love, mercy, and grace to each of us who have welcomed and accepted him in our life and hearts? Yes and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. On that very day, one of the first scriptures the Holy Spirit revealed to me, 42 years later, he tells again how important it is to trust in the Lord. Proverbs 10, verse 27. The reverent fear of the Lord, worshiping, obeying, serving, and trusting him with all feel respect prolongs one's life. Prolongs one's life. But what about the ones who don't? But the years of the wicked will be shortened. A promise to those who trust him and a warning to those who do not trust him. Amen? Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of man brings a snare, a trap. But whoever trusts in and puts confidence in the Lord will be exalted and saved. Again, great wisdom, especially in the time we're living where it seems like the snare has been set. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of God is tested and refined like silver. He is a shield to those who trust and take refuge in him. He's a shield. Who's going to penetrate that shield? Oh, hallelujah. Take refuge and trust in him for such a time as this. Amen. Glory to God. Isaiah 12, verse 2. Behold, God, my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and song. Yes, he has become my salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. We join in
with the prophet Isaiah. He has become my salvation. He's become your salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The next two scriptures speak about a people who will trust in the Lord our God. Amen. Isaiah 26:2. Open the gate. Oh, hallelujah. What gate? Oh, hallelujah. The gates of heaven, that the righteous nation may enter. The one that remains faithful and trustworthy in Christ these days. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26:3. You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you, both in inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We have one that helps us do all this now. Hallelujah. The mighty Holy Spirit, praise God. The very presence of God about this character that's spoken about knowing this trust and this faith. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Hallelujah. He's greater than anything we face. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you. I will strengthen you. Be assured. I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand. There it is again. As the Lord said today about his righteous right hand and arm reaching down as he saved Peter, now he's doing it eternally. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, as you keep showing us. Oh, hallelujah. His righteous right hand of justice, of power, of victory, of salvation. Hallelujah. And all of it will be completed on the glorious day of redemption. Hallelujah. Praise God, our homecoming, our victory parade in Jesus. This is a promise from our God and Savior, Jesus. What we need to know and do is to believe and trust him and not doubt his love for us. Amen? Now let's move to the New Testament. Hallelujah. That was just the Old Testament. But praise God, the prophets and many of those songs were people that were anointed of the Spirit. Matthew 4, verse 20. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shalom there, Arlius. Bless you, I do believe, a friend of Erica's, right? Bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Here at the Lord's hour. Matthew 4, verse 20. Immediately they left their nets and followed him, becoming his disciples. And what were they doing when they did this? Believing, trusting in him, and following his example. Amen. Just like the Lord said to us tonight, trust in him and follow his example. Isn't it absolutely amazing? I mean, God confirms his word. As he speaks truth and great wisdom as we need it, right on the right time and place. Matthew 9, verse 22. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, what did he say to her? Take courage, daughter. Your personal trust and confident faith in me has made you well. And at once, the woman was completely healed, because she trusted in Jesus. If I'm not mistaken, this is about the lady with the issue of blood. She already tried all the men's way. She already tried so-called doctors and people, and they just about drained her dry of her money. And then she reached out to the Savior, to the one she knew that could change her life, the one who could set her free.
the one who could deliver and heal her. She crawled. And she said, this, if I could touch the hem of his garment. Faith. Faith that motivated her and pushed her and moved her to do that. No matter all the crowds around and anything, she still reached out with faith. Hallelujah. See here that trust and confidence in the Lord go hand in hand. Amen. Matthew 11, verse 6. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And blessed, joyful, favored by God is he who does not take offense at me. Accepting me as the Messiah and trusting confidently in my message of salvation. Amen to this. Hallelujah. John 1, verse 12. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave them the right, the authority, and the privilege to become what? Children of God. See, we're all God's created children. But because of disobedience and sin, we were separated. Now, you've got to come back. And the only way to come back is through the Son of the Living God. And by what he did at the cross, pouring out his blood and life and rising again the third day, then you are true children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, rely on his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this. Amen. Oh, praise his name. His word is so powerful. John 3:16 says, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever but what? Believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. You've got to know Jesus personally as your Savior. He's already our God and King and Lord, but you've got to know him as your Savior and that you need a Savior. Believing and trust go hand in hand too. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. On fire tonight by your mighty Holy Spirit and word that people need to know. We're in such urgent and desperate times. Warning, warning, Jesus is coming. Be prepared and ready through him. John 4, verse 41. Many more believed in him with a deep, abiding trust. It's got to be real. You can't take this half-heartedly. Can't be lip service. It's got to be all of who you are. Because his word, his personal message to them, and he does the same now through his Holy Spirit. We too are to have a deep abiding trust in him. Amen. John 7, verse 38. He who believes in me, who adheres to, trusts in, relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water. They don't stop. Oh, the Holy Spirit keeps coming on in. Hallelujah. Oh, like a mighty river from the throne of God. Hallelujah. Living waters. The living waters is life, eternal life, the life of God in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Living waters will fall continually from you who trust in him. Amen. John 11, verse 25. Hallelujah. Anyone out there fear death? Hear what the Lord says about it. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in, adheres to, trusts in, relies on me as Savior, will live even if he physically dies. Hallelujah. Praise God.
with death all around everywhere, with all the wars and rumors and the crazy pandemic and everything else going on, for God have mercy, all the plans of the enemy, Jesus is greater, but he's the only one. He's the one who conquered death, hell, and the grave, defeated Satan, broke his power of sin and death over you. Oh, hallelujah. You trust him. Even if you die, you will live. Amen. Hallelujah. You can say, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Hallelujah. John 14, verse 1. Jesus comforts his disciples confidently in God and trust in him. Have faith. Hold on to it. Rely on it. Keep going. Believe also in me. Yes, Lord. Help us to keep going. Keep our faith and trust in you. Amen. Hallelujah. John 20, verse 31. Praise God. Listen to why the book of John, the word of God, was written. Hallelujah. As John shares with us. But these things have been written so that you may believe with a deep abiding trust that you know, that you know, that you know inside of you, in your heart, in your spirit, that Jesus is the one who can save you. Jesus is the one that can deliver you and heal you. Jesus is the one who gives you life and life everlasting. Glory to the Lord, mighty one, Lord Jesus, that Jesus is the Christ. And to our Jewish friend, he is the true Messiah. You don't want to wait around for the false one coming. The anointed, the Son of God, and that by believing and trusting in and relying on him, you may have life in his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 11. Verse 17, so if God gives Gentiles the same gift equally as he gave us after we accepted and believed and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, who was I to interfere or stand in God's way? This is what Peter said. They were still caught up in everything of traditions and in the law. But God straightened them out. He raised up a guy that was all caught up in that. And he used them to bring the gospel we were saved by. The mystery of God revealed through the Apostle Paul, the gospel of grace, that he clearly showed and told all. This is the way to salvation and life, not this plus, but Jesus. And you'll see by this word and understand where this gospel and where we're at now. So many have been caught up in the ways of the Jews with all their ways of religion and works and everything. God of mercy, this is the truth. Amen. Don't interfere in what God is doing. Trust in him. Acts 15, 6 through 19. Listen and hear this truth. The apostles and elders come together to consider this matter. After a long debate, Peter got up and said to them, brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you that by my mouth the Gentiles would hear the message of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows and understands the heart, testified to them, giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he also did to us. He's talking right now. They're all the Jewish believers there. And he made no distinction between us and them. Hallelujah. Welcome back, Sister Erica. Made no distinction between us and them. Why are you testing God? Listen to this. Why are you testing God by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we have been able to endure. He's talking about works and tradition, man ways to God. But we believe that we are saved through the precious, undeserved grace of the Lord Jesus, which makes us free of the guilt of sin and grants us eternal life. Hallelujah. There's the truth of God's word in just the same way as they are. All the people remained silent. They were blown away because this was revelation from the Lord and the Holy Spirit. And they listened intently to Barnabas and Paul as they describe all the signs and wonders, attesting miracles that God had done through them among the Gentiles. Verse 13, when they finished speaking, James replied, brothers, listen to me. He was over the church now. This is not the James of the disciples. I think this was the half-brother of Jesus. Simon Peter has described how God has first concerned himself about taking from among the Gentiles a people for his name to honor him and be identified with him. The words of the prophet agree with this, just as it's written in Scripture, after these things I will return, and I will rebuild the tent of David which has fallen, and I will rebuild its ruins, and I will restore it, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name has been invoked, hallelujah, says the Lord, who has been making these things known from long ago. Therefore, it is my judgment that we do not trouble and make it difficult for those who are turning to God among the Gentiles by putting obstacles in their way. Lord have mercy. There's a lot of churches and places that need to hear that today and do the same. For in this time now, for this is a time of God's grace and not law and works, which really is doubt in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who he is, what he did for each and every one of us now, to be saved, forgiven, and have the life he wants for us, eternal life. The Lord Jesus has impressed this scripture to share with all to know and hear. When the questions come to him from Thomas, he answered him, and he answers all of us now for such a time as this. John 14:5-6. Hallelujah. I have the shirt on that says it. Hallelujah. Thomas said to him, Lord, and this is what people say, God, I don't know the way. Which is the way? There's so many out there. Which is the way? Help me, Lord. Lord, we do not know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Oh, Jesus tells him, he knows the heart. Jesus said to them, says to Thomas, him. Oh, Thomas asked some good questions, don't he? Thomas, and he's saying to everybody else, all his created children, here's the answer. Here's the way. I am the only way to God. One way to God, the true living God. One way. And the real truth. You want truth? It's God. It's his word. It's Jesus. And the real life, eternal life. And no one comes to the Father but through me. This is what you need to know and believe and trust him. And do not doubt who he is. He is the only Savior. There is no other. And what did he do? What he did to bring us salvation, eternal life. Amen. So as this council came together, God was doing something very special for all of his created children. which is only by faith and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, for salvation, life, and being born again by his Spirit. So as we live and breathe now, if you want true salvation and life, you want to be raptured ready, then it has to be by God's grace through his Son, Jesus Christ, and nothing of yourself or man ways of religion. Amen? God, Romans 10, verse 11, the scripture says, whoever believes in him, whoever adheres to, trusts in, and relies on him will not be disappointed in his expectation. Trust him, and you will not be disappointed. Me and many others here can testify to this. Amen? Galatians 2, verse 20. Oh, hallelujah. How can it be of anything of herself when you hear this scripture? I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by what? Faith. By adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Nobody else has ever done that for you or me. Not for salvation, eternal life. Completely trusting in him, the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you and praise you, Lord. Philippians 1, verse 29. For you have been granted the privilege for Christ's sake, not only to believe and confidently trust in him, but also suffer for his sake. Amen. Even for this, that we trust him. 1 Thessalonians 3:7, very powerful number me and my wife have seen for many years here lately, 3:7. For this reason, brothers and sisters, during all our distress and suffering, we have been comforted and greatly encouraged about you because of your faith, your unwavering trust in God, placing yourself completely in his loving hand. Hallelujah. To have unwavering trust. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful, absolute, trustworthy is he who is calling you to himself for salvation. And he will do it. He will fulfill his call by making you holy, guarding you, watching over you, and protecting you as his own. Amen. We are to have trust in him because he is absolutely trustworthy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. First Peter 1, verse 8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you did not even see him now, you believe and trust in him, and you greatly rejoice and delight with inexpressible and glorious joy. This is us, brothers and sisters. This is us. Amen. So now we see that we are not to doubt. If we do, we need to repent of it immediately. Just like the word says, doubting God is sin. Amen. We are to have a deep abiding trust in him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise his name forever. So by the word of God, we have to be. We have been called to faith and trust in Jesus. We are not to doubt who he is and what he has done and doing and going to do. Does not matter what we see or even feel, because our life in God is much greater than our flesh in this lost world. Remember, last week we learned this is not our home. So as we know this and the Holy Spirit telling us, our true homecoming to our true home is coming. We are not to be like this fearful, doubting world being led by lies and deception to do the devil bidding to steal, kill, and destroy you and the life God, your Creator, has given you as you live and breathe. But even greater than that is that is the life he really wants for you right now, which is eternal life, by his Son, death on the cross and resurrection from the dead to be saved and born into the true life of God, eternal life. Amen. I finish this timely message for such a time as this, the age of grace, with two scriptures of truth, of encouragement, and one of warning. 1 John 1:5-1, the caption for this word, overcoming the world. Everyone who believes with deep abiding trust in fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, is born of God. That is, reborn from above, spiritually transformed and renewed, and set apart for his purposes. And everyone who loves the Father also loves the child born by him. This has to be real in your life. Everyone who believes with a deep abiding trust in the fact that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, he or she is born of God, eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. Jude 1:5. Now I want to remind you, although you are fully informed once for all, that the Lord, after saving the people out of the land of Egypt, subsequently destroyed those who did what? Did not believe. What else? Who refused to trust and obey and rely on him? God have mercy. But this is all true. All who do not believe, who refuse right now to trust and obey and rely on him, will face this in the time to come to a world who reject him and do not believe and trust him, which all will be left behind when the Lord Jesus will come for all who believe and trust him. But even more eternally serious than that, with your life now, without faith alone in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and our Savior, and be born again to the life of God, then at your last breath, you will face God's wrath and judgment forever because of your sin and rejecting your Savior, Jesus Christ, forever. Called the second death, or death forever. This is no joke or game. This is the life God has given us. Which destiny do you really want? All listen tonight and in the archives. Whoever hears this, your own and Satan's? Or glory be to God, what God wants for all of his created children to believe and trust in him, Jesus Christ, forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The appropriate song for this word, trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Glory!
One of these days we all stand judgment for every single word that we have spoken. One of these days we'll all stand before the Lord, give a reason for everything we've done. And what I've done is trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, a Son of God. I trust in Jesus, my blessed Redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One, the Holy One. Hallelujah. What are you going to do when your time has come and your life is done and there's nothing you can stand on? What do you have to say at the judgment throne? I already know the only thing I can say. I trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, the Son of God. I trust in Jesus, my blessed Redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One. There's nothing I can do on my own to find forgiveness, but it's by His grace alone. Trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hear the truth. Glory to His name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we need to trust You. Oh, to believe in You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All others will fail. I trust in Jesus, my great deliverer, my strong defender, the Son of God. I trust in Jesus, blessed Redeemer, my Lord forever, the Holy One, Holy One. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Brothers, sisters, in the times we live, all that we're going through, even struggling or facing, that we are to trust in Jesus. And let's not ever get to a place where we'll let the rocks cry out greater than our praises and worship of Him. Even whatever we face, that we always know that He is worthy of all praise and glory. Whether we're on the deserts or out in the wilderness or wherever we're at, wherever we're facing, that we don't let the stones cry out. And we worship and honor Him in such a time as that we live now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because we believe and trust Him and He is worthy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Amen.
Find me in the valley, standing with my hand held high. In the valley, will never take my song. Find me in the desert, holding on to your life. The desert will never take my song. Oh, the desert will never take my song. I will praise You. I will praise You. I won't let the storm cry out. I won't let the stones cry out. I will praise You. Something in me has to. I won't let the stones cry out. I won't let the stones cry out. Amen.
binding me with the promise, dancing where you used to die, still shouting of everything you've done. High up on the mountain, I was made to testify, forever you will have my song. Oh, forever you will have my song. I will praise you. I will praise you. I won't let the song cry out. I won't let the song cry out. I will praise you. Something in me has to. I won't let the song cry out. I won't let the song cry out. Amen. The right way. The longer I'll praise, the stronger the pain. The stronger my faith grows, the higher the need, the higher the reach, greater the cost, the more I believe for, the longer the wait, the longer I praise, the stronger the pain, stronger my faith grows. The higher the need, the higher I reach, the greater the cost, the more I believe for. Hallelujah. I will praise you. Hallelujah, Lord. I will praise you. I won't let the stones cry out. I won't let the stones cry out. I will praise you. Something in me has to. Amen. I won't let the stones cry out. I won't let the stones cry out. Amen. Glory. Yes, Lord. Won't let the stones cry out. I won't let the stones cry out. We'll praise you. Something in me has to. I won't let the stones cry out. I won't let the stones cry out. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got to leave room for prayer, praise God. Got caught up in these praise and worship. But we've still got to have room for prayer and let Sis Jeanette share what God puts on her heart, too. Amen. All right, hallelujah. We prayed for Sis Connie, and the Lord gave her revelation and all of us that he is going to strengthen our immune system. So we seek out the natural things with the very nature of God in them, honestly. And he knows best for us. And he made our bodies perfect to be able to live in this fallen world, especially as born-again believers. And that we'll pray for her. I'd ask you for prayer for my pastor, Victor, at the little church here. He's doing better. His leg's better. And I ask for prayer for him and the associate pastor, Darren, that they've gone on a trip about a retreat for men and go before us and see if it's a place that God wants us to go and refresh and be renewed somewhere down the road here. Continue to pray for April and Zach and them to learn to trust the Lord and his peace and fear not, and definitely put trust in the things of men. We pray and we thank God for Sis Erica getting over COVID, praise God. And we pray for Brother Andrew still for wisdom and favor. We pray for Sis Jeanette. How's your daughter doing, Sis? Any word about your daughter, Kim, I do believe, wasn't it? Kim for healing. Hallelujah. And I would ask for me and Sis Brenda, we're going to my daughter's baby shower. And most of the people there at the baby shower are caught up in the things of this world. And I pray, amen, that's good, Sis. Praise God, that's a testimony from the Lord and that he's able. And I would pray that God gives us wisdom and that we would be a light and a witness to these people that are caught up with the Lord of mercy, the mantra of the world and fear, and we pray against that spirit of fear. We pray for travel mercies. For me and Sister Brenda, we're going to my daughter's baby shower, and that we are praying that y'all pray for us for tomorrow and traveling mercies and everything that goes with it, and even a place not to put on one of them silly things on my face, but I do it humbly to be able to be with my daughter and my son and celebrate what God is blessing them with. But anyway, we just pray for prayers for that. Amen. Any other prayer requests here before we go into prayer? Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests? We thank God for what he's doing. It's touching our lives. He's watching over. He's protecting us. And hey, we're in his hands. He has our life. You know, and this is just the start of our life. Our real life is when we get to heaven. And that could be that the Lord comes for us in the rapture, or could call us home before. But we trust him. Right now we believe, and most of us believe, that he's called us for such a time as this to witness and to see his glorious coming for his church and bride. And I'm telling you, when those things God's given you to, and the things we've gone through our lives, and we're still here, yeah, you start believing for sure in faith that we are going to see his glorious coming. Hallelujah. And by all that's going on in the world and what's rising up in us, and just like it says, it prays you. Something inside me has to, because it's the Holy Spirit rising up in us and lifting us up to praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, brother, we're still praying for that. We're praying for that. Amen. We're praying for Andrew that God opened the door for him as another door is trying to close. Okay. Door open for God's provision, because he will provide them. That's the truth of his word. He will provide whatever way that comes, a job or whatever. God makes a way, or maybe some kind of business or something that he'll make a way for it to come together. There's tremendous testimonies of people that said no, because they said, I have to trust God and not this stuff that you're trying to push and everything I've heard about it. And God's made a way. He's given them jobs and other jobs. He's given them new businesses, you know, and provided for them. It's just amazing. So we'll pray for that for you, Brother Andrew, for sure. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer, because we've got to give Sis Jeanette some time for her her song tonight. I would think we need to pray for Jeremy and Will. I haven't seen them here lately. I hope they're okay. And we pray for those brothers that come here a lot, and everyone that's by phone or Skype or Facebook. And, oh, we have many people to pray for sure, brothers and sisters, but especially our family, especially us, the family of God. And that many, you know, watchmen and women and others like Connie and Erica, it seems like it's coming against them, but God is greater. And we had the victory, and I can tell you that when this thing started, me and Sis Brenda, we went through it, but God made a way. And we never went to take no tests or anything. We trusted the Lord. And God made a way for us to be healed and strengthened. And one of the biggest things, I think, to overcome this mess is, of course, trust the Lord, but your immune system to be strong. And when he says he's going to energize it with the Holy Spirit, oh, hallelujah. You're going to have one heck of an immune system, I can tell you that. Amen. All right. Father, amen, amen. That's the way to go, brothers and sisters. We come in agreement and intercede for one another. That's showing our love for each other and concern, because that's the kind of love and character God has given us, and that's why we do it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and praise you tonight. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing within our lives. And Father God, we just thank you. Your mighty word and revelation tonight, and encouraging us and giving us comfort and peace and healing and deliverance and your glorious power and character and nature through the Holy Spirit. How you brought the word alive, how you brought it together, and for such a time as this, what you're saying to us, and understand the only way to salvation and life is through you, Lord Jesus. We're very grateful because of your love, mercy, and grace, Lord. We pray that others in our family and friends would come to know this. I pray we would be a light and a witness tomorrow, Father, and stand for truth and understand to love our loved ones. Lord God, we thank you, and we pray, continue to pray, and we thank you for the revelation you've given to your daughter, Connie, and that healing will come upon her. And Lord God, we pray for and thank you for healing Jeanette, and I mean daughter, Kim, and for Erica for being healed too. Lord, we pray you intervene with Brother Andrew, and you give him wisdom and favor, and Lord, that you will provide for him, and you will open another door. If this one closed because he's staying for you and your faith, you will make a way for him and his family, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I've asked the brothers and sisters, and I pray and ask you to watch over me and Sister Brenda as we travel. We thank you for your mercy, the angels watching over us, and we pray, help us, Lord, as we go to my daughter's baby shower and in a place that they're so caught up, God of mercy, in the mandates and the fears and the ways of men instead of trusting you, Lord. Let us be a light and a witness and a testimony of what God is doing in our life, and we trust him, and he's the one to be trusting for sure. This life, and whoa, the life to come for sure. Lord, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the truth of your word and that you confirm your revelation with your word. And Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That it has always been by faith. It has always been by faith and not doubt and fear and trust in man and man's ways. But it is to trust in the living God and know that he's greater. And that, Lord, the greatest thing is your love. How much love you have for us that you would forgive us when we failed you, when we were disobedient, when we were rebellious. You still loved us. You loved us so much that you became a man and you died for us on that cruel cross, poured out your life and blood, and said, you are blessed and more blessed those who believe who have not seen for us in our time, in our generation, Lord. We praise and honor you for tonight. We thank God for each one here, and we thank you for what you're doing in their lives. It's so exciting, Lord, that we will praise you and that we will honor you, and we won't let the rocks cry out, Lord. Because we won't be silent. We'll praise you. We'll honor you. We thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you for this time that we can come together and rest and be refreshed and strengthened in you. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit for such a time as this. Lord, that we would stand and that we would live and others see it and say, how can you do this? How can you have peace? And then we can share as the Spirit leads. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. And we honor and praise you again. We thank you for everything. In the name above all names, the glorious King of this world and the universe, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, well, praise God. Now we're going to let this Jeanette come, praise God, and she'll share the song that God's put on her heart that fits appropriately. Draw me close to you as we believe and trust him. Amen. Amen. All right, sis. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. In the quiet and the peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, sis. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. All right.
Praise God Almighty.
Amen. Amen. Glorious.
Glory.
My desire. No.
bring me back to you. You're all I want. Yes, Lord. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know you are here. Draw me close, never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend, more than a friend, Lord. You are my about you, Lord. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you.
He has brought such peace over each one of us. That's who he is. He gives us comfort. He gives us peace. When so many are out there in despair and fear and don't have no answers, oh, Lord, that they would come to know what we know. And
amen,
know that
Lord.
This,
oh, Lord,
amen.
Our God.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen, sis. Praise God. His presence is so awesome. Thank you, sis, for sharing. Thank you for worshiping and honoring the Lord and what God puts on your heart and that you share it because you love him. Very grateful.
Amen.
For each one.
For his glory.
Amen.
It's all about
all
him. Just him.
I know.
For his
amen.
Glory.
Y'all, it's, amen. I mean, we do love him and we want to be with him. And well, thank God that he's given us the comforter. The Holy Spirit is with us, but it'll be absolutely amazing in heaven when it's right in person, right? It will
glory.
Be real. Even the real
glory,
of this is, amen, it's going to be from glory to glory. Amen, sis, you're right. Hallelujah. Well, thank you again, sis. We thank you, and we send our love and prayers your way. And, boy, in such a time as this, we do need to trust in Jesus for sure and not doubt.
Yeah.
Amen. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Shalom, all brothers, sisters, and the Lord. Love you all.
We love you too,
brothers.
You too.
And
all right.
Brenda. Okay. Good night.
All right.
Shalom.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you too.
Amen. Well, bless each one of you, brothers, sisters, and we pray for the Lord to watch over you and his face shine upon you and his peace, his shalom be with you, and the anointing will flow in you. And we give him all the glory and praise and say shalom and good night. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.